This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Thousands of Cubans march in Havana and elsewhere on the island Sunday to protest food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis in one of the biggest anti-government demonstrations in memory.
We are here for the repression because they are killing us with hunger. The houses are falling and we have no homes. They have the money to build hotels while letting us go hungry.
Some of the most high-profile people in media, finance, and technology descended on Idaho's resort town of Sun Valley in private jets last week to address climate change. There were so many private planes, the FAA reported it briefly held planes on the ground at their departure airports to avoid congestion in the airspace around Sun Valley. The private conference is a summer camp for billionaires taking place since 1983. Notable attendees this year included Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, and Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all dreamed as children having our own spaceship to bounce around the solar system. To some billionaires, that dream is starting to take shape. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Lifting off from Spaceport America in Las Cruces, New Mexico, Branson was among three other mission specialists who reached speeds three times the speed of sound.
So just imagine a world where people of all ages, all backgrounds, from anywhere, of any gender, of any ethnicity, have equal access to space. And they will in turn, I think, inspire us back here on Earth. If you've ever had a dream, now is the time to make it come true. And I'd just like to end by saying, welcome to the dawn of a new space age. Thank you.
Sunday's launch was pushed back about 90 minutes from its original start time. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Thanks for being there. We are USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As billionaires start taking trips into space on their own private crafts, that spells good news for everyone that wants to experience space. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Billionaire Richard Branson blasted into space on Sunday morning, joining three other passengers aboard a Virgin Galactic rocket. The flight is a landmark for Virgin, who plans to begin commercial space flights in 2022. Veteran astronaut Tom Jones believes the launch is a big step towards creating that industry. The veteran of four space shuttle missions tells Fox News that Virgin's suborbit flights can actually open up space travel to more people.
It's a great step forward because it's the opening of the door to space tourism, and that's a new expansion of the economy in space. We go from communication satellites and weather satellites and transmitting phone calls through space. Now we're opening up the doors to tourism. There have been 8 tourists to visit the International Space Station, but because of this suborbital venture, Virgin Galactic, the trip is shorter, but it's cheaper, and so it opens access to a wider population of prospective space travelers.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The world's largest astronomy museum is opening in Shanghai, China on Friday. With no straight lines or right angles used throughout, the structure is instead formed in three overlapping arcs that allude to the orbits of celestial bodies. The 420,000-square-foot Shanghai Astronomy Museum will house exhibitions, planetarium, an observatory, and a 78-foot-tall solar telescope. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do. Certainly not because it's easy. Because it's hard. Because we're Americans, right? That's what it's all about. Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And Phil Hotzenpiller joins us now, the founder and president of American Faith. Hey, Phil, how are we doing?
Good, Bill. Good to talk to you this morning. A lot happening, especially in
Cuba. Well, before we get to Cuba, there's a lot happening in Anaheim Hills, and you sound so calm.
Well, that's because I spent the last 3 weeks in a padded chamber. That's why, Bill, you know, trying to get ready for this event.
You just kind of bounced yourself off from one side of the wall to the other to where it's just now you can just relax and say, okay, God, it's in your hands. Go make it happen, huh?
Well, you imagine this. You're going to have roughly, if my count's right, you're going to have about 50 different speakers who are all going to speak at your church over a two-day period, 2 8-hour days. Now, do that math and then figure out how you're going to work logistics on that. And then if you make it a little bit more interesting, let's go ahead and invite 75 podcasters to come in.
Just for fun.
12 media networks going to stream it live along with you.
Yeah,
it's an interesting day. I mean, I think it's going to look like a market out of the Middle East. I mean, we just got so many things happening every corner, but it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of energy, and it's the event is Reawaken America. Clay Clark is the organizer behind this. The lead keynote on it is General Flynn. We just added Robert Kennedy Jr. How's that one for?
Wow.
Grabbing the whole spectrum of the picture.
Yes.
And we also just added Larry Elder, who is going to be making an announcement tomorrow about his intention to run for governor.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Right there. That's going to be great that Larry will be there. I'm just thinking in a practical way. I mean, with all these people, podcasters and everything, bathrooms.
Yeah, we're going to work on that the day after. Now we actually brought in 12 additional bathrooms, exterior bathrooms.
Yes.
Some people call them porta potties, but we call them external bathrooms.
Well, of course.
Sounds more dignified.
Yeah, it does.
And so it's going to be great. We have food trucks lined up, so you can get food any time of the day. And we'll probably have a few protesters show up if my guess is right. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we can pray for the protesters too. I mean, we're praying for our country. We'll pray for the protesters and wish them well. Who knows? Maybe they'll get touched by the truth in such a way. I mean, this thing, the response on this, Phil, I know has knocked your socks off, because when this idea first came up, you thought, okay, how many people could we have there? It's sold out in hours? And it just people all wanted to be there. I mean, I've had people call me up and going, hey, how can I get there? I said, well, you can get there. I don't know if you can get in, because I think the tickets have all been sold out for, you know, a number of weeks now.
Yeah, I think the demand is somewhere around 6,000 more than we sold.
Wow.
And Clay told me on Friday they're coming in at 2 requests per minute.
That's incredible. Now we mentioned, of course, Mike Flynn, and I have such a heart for the general, because what was done to him and his family is unconscionable, you know, and then, of course, that has extended to these political prisoners that are in D.C. jails and other jails in the country. I think there's like 2 or 3 other jails of a couple hundred people that attended the event on January the 6th. They're regarded as insurrectionists, which must be a heartbreak for them, because if you talk to about 95% of them, Phil, these are patriots. These are people like you and me that would have, if we'd had the time, we'd have been there. I had many friends in attendance there. They didn't go into the building. There were some who, because they were around and kind of caught in the dragnet, the FBI has talked to them on several occasions. But boy, if you're in jail, I mean, you got loss of job, you have legal expenses, and in many cases, these people haven't been charged. And this is why I've been all over Donald Trump on this. You know, I'm saying, where's Trump? Trump needs to be in support of his people. And these are our people who believe in the American way of life and the Constitution, who went down there. They didn't tear things up. I mean, by contrast, what, 8, 9 months earlier, you had Black Lives Matter trying to burn down buildings and a church and everything else. And what happened to them? I didn't see Nancy Pelosi, in vapors over that. But somehow you get some people that believe in the American dream and the U.S. Constitution, and she's in vapors and needs a therapist.
Well, there is duplicity. And also remember that Washington, D.C. is one of the 3 city-states of the world, along with Rome and London, and they function with a different law than the United States. That's why the shooter of
Ashley Babbitt, yes.
Yeah, that's why that has been very, very slow to get any information out. There's been some recent naming of the shooter. Mm-hmm. Happens to be the security guard, it looks like, Chuck Schumer. So it's pretty interesting that, how does that happen? Isn't this America? Well, not completely in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. There are some different things that work there that don't work in other places, like Capitol Police. Capitol Police don't function by the same law enforcement as anybody else. That's why you don't have to disclose a name. So mm-hmm. we're living in some interesting times where that which has been is now being revealed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, and the thing is, we knew that Donald Trump was a catalyst for revealing things and pulling back the shroud over the corruption. And I believe this is where it got so intense that the powers to be, and we're talking the real powers to be, you know, short of assassination, could not stand Donald Trump any longer.
No, it was... that's why there's so much speed in trying to get things done, because everyone knows this is a moment in time. Mm-hmm. There's no way that the midterm elections aren't going to flip Congress and Senate, or at least one of those. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you got to make hay while the sun shines right here. And then, of course, 2024, there's no way that I can imagine this crew that's in there now is going to get reelected. It just doesn't even seem possible.
Well, it didn't seem possible in 2020, but look at if you got a copier and other means in which to rig an election, I guess you can make that happen. But maybe, prudent people don't say that. And I was surprised a little bit, because Donald Trump seems to have held back on some of the language. But look at, you can't help but declare the truth for what it is. And he did, you know, bring it up at CPAC in Dallas yesterday. And And look at the crowd's response to that. I mean, they ignited because, you know, truth was being spoken.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Well, there's a lot that needs to be said and done, and it's when you're not the president, there's only so many things you can do. And I
that's
think
right.
That's the unfortunate place that Trump finds himself in today.
Well, it's not only Trump, but the American people who say, wait a minute, this is a sham. This should not have happened. Well, what's our redress? Well, our redress is the midterms and, of course, 2024. But if the Republicans and the powers to be do not do something about ensuring free and fair elections, and it seems to be all on the Republican side, because I don't see any activity from the Democrats that would bring us to that end. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As the Tide Ministry continues broadcasting the gospel throughout Albania, our local ministry partners are reaching out to bless listeners. A woman named Kola recently shared how the Tide Albanian radio pastor and the program he records in her language have helped her feel peace throughout her struggle with leukemia. Pastor Clody donated much-needed blood to Kola and stayed by her side to pray with and comfort her. He also gifted her with a radio so she could listen to the Tide broadcast to learn more about Jesus. Kola says that the gospel messages helped make her pain easier. And since being in the hospital, she has prayed to God and put her faith in Jesus. To read more edifying stories like Kola's and find out what you can do to help the Tide Ministry reach more Albanians for Christ, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Don't know if you caught the final episode of Chapter 2 of The Chosen last night. Phil, did you catch it?
I did not.
You didn't get, well, of course.
Don't tell me anything. I haven't even started the series yet.
Oh my gosh. You're gonna binge. Once you do, you'll start binging. Just like you got me binging on, what was the one you got me binging on? Was it Aretha Franklin? Was that the one you got me on?
Yeah,
Phil too. Oh man, you gotta see this. And the next thing you know, the whole weekend, I'm binging on Aretha Franklin. I go, oh my gosh, this is incredible. But no,
yeah,
it's chosen.
Sit down and watch. Yeah. But Sonny, you can sit down and watch 30 episodes and then complain that they didn't make more.
I know.
Like,
well, you know they've done their job, and Dallas Jenkins is, and the team, it's just unbelievable what they've done. And the reason I asked you, because you had mentioned to me just a moment ago, we were off air talking, and you mentioned Judas. And Judas actually, this is without any big tease on this, but Judas makes an appearance in the final episode. And it's interesting the way it's portrayed in all leading up to the Sermon on the Mount. So I'll just leave it there. And when you see it, you'll be touched, and along with the other millions of people that have been watching and following. As I think Dallas mentioned last night, they're just about halfway through the third season. And this is all crowdfunded. Paid in advance by the people who are supporting this. No big studio or anything like that. But the production quality, Phil, I'm telling you, it is awesome. The writing, everything, the music, the detail of the music is so stunning. I mean, talk about giving glory to God in a way that people of faith have longed to, give glory to God in any of these kind of events, whether it's, and we can be thankful because I think, the Kendrick brothers, really went a long way in raising the bar in movie production and that sort of thing. Of course, Mel Gibson didn't hurt either with, The Passion of the Christ. But we've had some great presentation and, theatrical presentations and production in the faith-based business. And I was talking with Dr. Ted Baer the other day. He says, again, It's you look at the top 10 movies, the highest grossing movies last year, and it was faith-based movies that were in the top 10.
Wow.
Kind of amazing, right? That tells you. In this era of evil and lawlessness that's running rampant, lest people forget, that is a small minority of people. You know, when we see, people of color, which is disgusting to me, and I don't care if it was, Hispanics, whoever in this case, but, there were blacks pillaging, Neiman Marcus in San Francisco. What do they think is going to happen to their community? I mean, how many big businesses are going to want to stay in San Francisco and these other communities where, the people in the hood just decide, okay, it's time to go and pillage and go loot the store?
Well, and there comes a point at which it becomes non-profitable.
Okay, I think we lost him. He went in the... How yonder. That's what I get for bringing up San Francisco and this stuff that's been happening and, the crime that has been so pervasive across this country. And, of course, the Democrats at a time when this idea, because they've been supporting defund police. And, of course, the people in poor areas, the people who need police, who they defund. What are you talking about? Less police? No, don't do that. That's idiocy. Even Clyburn, Congressman Clyburn said, no, this, that's not us. It wasn't us, and then they come up with this narrative a couple of weeks ago. And thank God it didn't gain too much traction, because if it did, they'd have kept riding that horse. But it kind of came and went. And I mean, even the Democratic talking heads on the legacy media had said, man, the guy's crazy. What are they talking about? That the Democrats weren't the ones to talk about defunding the police. I guess we're having a little bit more of a challenge than normal to try to get a hold of, Phil. And Phil, of course, the president and founder of American Faith, by the way, check it out. You can go to AmericanFaith.com and you can sign up for their daily newsletter. And Phil's got a great column out there right now from 3 days ago, How God Deals with Evil, right? Amazing. Okay, I guess we got a problem with our phone system. I apologize to Phil. But I will tell you, go to AmericanFaith.com, sign up, subscribe. Okay, it doesn't cost you anything. And you will get notices every day in your email on the top topics. And then, of course, you'll be blessed with articles, like I say, how God deals with evil. And, you know, because people wonder. I mean, here it is Sunday yesterday. In fact, I had an interesting conversation with our pastor and talking about, you know, the situation with Democrats. And you know how I feel being born, you know, born and raised a Catholic. I have a passionate. And I guess that's about as definitive as I can put it. A passionate respect and sense of holiness when it comes to communion. And when I hear of Democratic leaders, and this is from the Democratic Party, whose platform is antithetical to the doctrine of the Catholic Church, absolutely antithetical. Yes, we can talk about abortion as being number one, but there's so many other things that are antithetical. They do not connect with the Catholic doctrine. And when they're so casual about it, because it was said by one bishop that he said that he would not serve communion to Joe Biden if he came to Mass there. And since then you got the bishop in D.C., Phil Hotzenpiller. I don't know if you heard this or not, but the bishop in Washington, D.C., you talk about being a different country, a different idea, said, oh, no, if he comes, it's okay, I'll serve him communion. Well, there's many Catholics that are, you know, they're up in arms about this stuff. You know, Nancy Pelosi says, well, I'll judge that for myself. And then, of course, who was a Congressman Lou said, I dare you not to serve me communion. I mean, talk about the arrogance. I mean, even, you know, and we understand, you know, the doctrine and approach to communion in the Catholic Church versus Protestant Church. Then we get into that discussion of substance versus symbol. But even in Protestant churches, that would be an outrage for somebody to have such a casual disrespect for, you know, for the celebration of Holy Communion.
Well, think about the threat. The threat is you better serve me, or the threat is shame on you if you don't serve me. Well, you know, we are not a government entity. We're not a, you know, a company that serves you. We're, you know, we are separate from that. Clearly the IRS has made that clear. Clearly the Constitution has made that clear. But politicians don't like it. It's kind of akin to, you know, what King Henry VIII did when he didn't like the Catholic Church. He started the Anglican Church. I'll just show you. I'll start my own. So there's a good example of what
preceded by killing his wife, by the way.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, if divorce doesn't work well, you know, then you start a new church and take care of the old, take care of the ex. And so that's politics. And even to this day, it's really interesting that only an Anglican can serve, can be in royal family and serving as king or queen of England. And a Catholic is specifically forbidden from serving in that role.
Exactly. Well, you know, I was bragging about your article, How God Deals with Evil, and this is it. And you do not want to find yourself in the hands of an angry God. And this is what Lou, this is what others, you know, people who are very casual about the righteousness of God, you don't want to be in judgment with God.
Well, you know, I think here's the truth. The truth is that God gives opportunity. The rejection of truth and his love brings a consequence. So it is as if, on one hand, we walk away and then we incur what's left versus what's offered. And I think that's a little bit different way of looking at it as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially when God says in the book of Acts, Phil, that there's no excuse. You can't be ignorant any longer, because basically I sealed the deal for you when I sent my son that you crucified. But to prove to you that, in fact, he is my son, the tomb is empty. He rose from the dead.
There you go. And that's the one hard thing to deal with, is what happened to the body. Nobody can figure out where the body went, and it shows, and Rome showed itself.
Exactly.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thousands of Cubans marched in Havana and elsewhere on the island Sunday to protest food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis in one of the biggest anti-government demonstrations in memory.
We are here for the repression because they are killing us with hunger. The houses are falling and we have no homes. They have the money to build hotels while letting us go hungry.
Some of the most high-profile people in media, finance, and technology descended on Idaho's resort town of Sun Valley in private jets last week to address climate change. There were so many private planes, the FAA reported it briefly held planes on the ground at their departure airports to avoid congestion in the airspace around Sun Valley. The private conference is a summer camp for billionaires taking place since 1983. Notable attendees this year included Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, and Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Dr. Nathan Spann, he is going to join us in just a moment, a clinical assistant professor of the College of Pharmacy at Idaho State University. But a little background as we talk about summer travel and how will the COVID-19 vaccine affect your summer plans? Well, according to a recent study by Predict HQ, 73% of Americans plan to travel within the next 3 to 6 months. In fact, 48% of those surveyed said they want to visit family and friends in another state. 40% said they want to go on vacation. Additionally, 35% are looking forward to attending outdoor fairs and concerts. But what do summer plans look like for families who have members that are not vaccinated or hesitant to receive their COVID-19 vaccination? With the summer months ahead and President Biden's recent announcement of a national month of action, now is the time to mobilize and all of America's spirit, or sprint, I should say, to get 70% of U.S. adults at least one dose of a vaccine by the 4th of July. So that way more people can get the protection they need to be safe from the pandemic that has taken the lives of nearly 600,000 Americans. While the United States has achieved a significant milestone in administering more than 200 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to date, with the number is growing daily, there's still roughly 20% of the population that remain hesitant. In Idaho, approximately 19% of the population is uncertain
about getting a COVID-19 vaccination. Dr. Spann, welcome to the show. Thank you for sharing, you know, the facts with us and helping us understand the importance of being vaccinated.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you for having me.
So why is receiving the COVID-19 vaccine important, especially with the summer months and summer plans ahead of us?
Yeah, well, the benefit is protection and peace of mind. And it's not only for the summer, but for the fall and winter and for the future. You know, sometimes we think of viral illnesses as diseases of the winter months, but, you know, really anytime we're in close quarters, those viruses can spread. So protecting yourself, your family, and our communities with vaccination can really make the summer feel safer and more normal with all that we'd like to do and catch up on this summer. Mm-hmm. You know, last year we postponed a lot of weddings, travel. You know, I missed out on Boise Hawks baseball team playing last year.
Yeah.
But even, you know, folks are accessing medical care now without the fear of exposure. Mm-hmm. You know, vaccines have allowed many folks to go back to fun and even go back to work feeling safer. Now, I will say that in our local Idaho hospitals, the patients in the ICUs and those who are still passing away are those who are not vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And these new cases are especially difficult for these healthcare teams because vaccination could have prevented them. And the vaccines are safe and effective, and they're really our best way to stay healthy. If you're not vaccinated, no matter your age, you can have serious complications. Mm-hmm. So with the summer coming up, that's why it's so important.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Spann, can I ask you, because the question that still remains is for those of us who have had COVID, you know, testing, at least in my case, my antibodies are high, and there is also some evidence that people who have had COVID, their antibodies are as strong, if not stronger, than those who have been vaccinated.
Well, the data that I've seen as far as having the kind of natural infection from COVID is would only give about around a 50% protection rate. So with the vaccines, if you get like the two-dose mRNA vaccine series, you can be more in that 90-plus percent range. The other thing is, you know, being a little bit more careful with the complications. So the complications of the natural infection, we still don't know what will happen with that virus long-term.
Mm-hmm.
So the virus that causes shingles, herpes zoster, we didn't know that that would cause the painful rash that can contribute to permanent nerve pain and blindness later on. So we can't say that. So, you know, getting that natural infection is the more dangerous route to take. And from the data that we have, it does not confer that same amount of immunity that the vaccine series would.
Mm-hmm. So what is causing vaccine hesitancy in Idaho? Or I should say Iowa. Not I said Idaho, I meant Iowa.
I thought you said Idaho. Yep, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So in Idaho, you know, there's a number of items that make folks pause or watch and wait when it comes to it. You know, we have a group of concerns that's related to vaccination in general that have kind of been around for years. And these are kind of around, you know, mm-hmm. Well, is the vaccine going to make me sick? Will it be an inconvenience? Does it have worrisome additives? You know, some folks have a fear of needles. They don't want to deal with it. Others have a sort of apathy where they think, well, it doesn't impact me. It's not a threat to my health. I don't really need it. But in addition to that, we have a whole host of other concerns kind of surrounding the legitimacy of the pandemic for folks. And these are the ones that take a little bit more time to discuss and sort through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this can be as fundamental as believing that the virus doesn't exist. It may involve a belief that the virus was purposely created and is a weapon used by the powerful, you know, for economic disruption or a means of control. You know, some might believe that the vaccine or the virus messes with our DNA. And since the government has given out a lot of the guidance and the government isn't the most trustworthy to these folks, they're kind of like, well, their advice is illegitimate. You know, it also might be something as simple for some folks as well. You know, I don't want to be told what to do, so I want to make a stand against feeling forced to become vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some other folks are kind of uncomfortable with how the vaccine was developed. And so that hesitation and apathy is really complicated, but there can be a whole kind of mixture of these beliefs that kind of scratches the surface of it.
Exactly.
And that is a huge discussion to sort through.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, just alone, I mean, For you as a pharmacist, I mean, have you felt comfortable with the information that the CDC has put out there? And I appreciate you coming on because we need to have a voice of consistency and credibility so that, you know, for me and what I'm hearing, that's the biggest stumbling block is people just are not sure who to trust.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the thing about science and how it's conducted in this country, too, that I've noticed is confusing for folks is the fact that they're provisional truths, so they're temporary truths. Mm-hmm. So the fact when things change on a daily basis, it's natural, you know, natural for some folks to feel frustrated because, well, you know, early on our medical leaders said masks don't work and they won't do anything. Well, then when more studies were done and more, you know, a closer eye was taken to that, then, oh, well, actually they do work. And people are like, well, you said that they didn't. What's up with that? Right? So I understand the natural frustration for folks. And there are definitely stumbling blocks going through because the whole country hadn't dealt with this type of situation before. And with that kind of lens and kind of knowing that these are all, you know, still humans who are trying to do their best in a complicated scientific field, I think a little bit, that helps a little bit with the contradictions and information that have been out there.
You know, and Dr. Spann, I think it's okay, you know, if the scientists, because we know scientists are always asking questions, this process. It's just when you, you know, start to try to put yourself in a position, and I'm talking about scientists, CDC and otherwise, that want to, you know, for the sake of, you know, the political and that sort of thing. I mean, it's so, and it would be refreshing, and they did on a couple of occasions say, hey, look, we made a mistake, we've done this, and, you know, just to be honest with the people, to say, look, this is going to be a process, we need to work this out. But unfortunately, you know, the whole battle of COVID has become a bit political, and whenever you get politics entering into the bloodstream of it all, it really pollutes it, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, there are a lot of folks who have, let's say, all of their standard recommended vaccines. But when it comes to COVID vaccines, they say, no, not touching that. And it's different in a way because of that political interaction with it. And, you know, for the folks who do have those serious concerns about the kind of political angles, I do encourage those to consider, where are you getting that information and what kind of agenda does that person have?
Ask questions. Well, we got to leave it there. Dr. Nathan Spann has been our guest pharmacist and clinical assistant professor with Idaho State University's College of Pharmacy in Meridian, Idaho. Dr. Spann, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, care, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With you, America. Good to have you with us 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the one and only Adam Holtz, yes, from PluggedIn.com. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm excited to be talking to the one and only Bill Martinez this morning.
Wow. Wow, that really sets us up, puts a lot of pressure on me.
Let me see if
I can measure up here. Hey, how was your weekend? What was the word, the big word from your pastor this weekend?
The word from our pastor this weekend was talking about Jesus' love, which I'm certain doesn't sound like rocket science, but, I mean, it all comes down to that, right? I mean, that's where...
It really does, yeah.
That's
exactly
where the rubber meets the road for all of us. Do we know Jesus' love? Do we accept it? Do we offer it to other people? You know, are we growing in that? And, you know, some days I am and some days I'm not. That's the honest answer, right?
Well, and it is for all of us. I mean, you know, even Paul says the things that I want to do, I don't. The things I don't, I do. This is the reality, and this is why we need Jesus, and why in those moments when you analyze your efforts, you go, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
The tomb is empty. And God had a plan for us. He just didn't leave us here, you know, buck naked without any hope whatsoever.
Yep.
Because as God says clearly, look at, hey, I want you to know I got plans for you, you know, not to harm you.
Right.
But to do you all kinds of good.
Yep.
And the reason being is so that you would have a future and a hope.
Yep.
I mean, could you imagine life without hope and future? And this is, I would say, is the sad commentary on too many people, not only in America, but around the world, that live without hope, you know, and there is this continual prayer that keeps coming up to me, Adam,
about realizing, you know, poor people, you know, persecuted people around the world that you and I can't even imagine.
No, it's unimaginable.
You know, yeah, we talk about the Uyghurs, you know, with what's going on, what the communist Chinese are doing to the Uyghurs, incarcerating them over a million, you know, organ harvesting, forced abortions, the cruelty that is thrust upon, you know, people that are made in the image of God. And then you go into other parts of the world and you think about people who are dying of starvation. And I sit there and I go, wow, you know, if I want something to eat, I just go to the refrigerator. These people don't have this luxury.
Well, and even here, I mean, mm-hmm. I think we have seen such an explosion of homelessness, and I'm not homeless, and it's easy for me to objectify that thing, maybe unconsciously, not in a mean-spirited way, but we have a park near our house, and increasingly, you know, the homeless camp there. And yes. Is my response one of judgment, or is it one of compassion? And I can't solve that problem in and of myself, but there are local organizations that are experts in every community that are seeking to deal with that. And many of those have a, you know, a gospel foundation, because ultimately that's got to be in the mix, I think, to really help people gain a rehabilitation, even in our own context.
And exactly.
You know, I was getting coffee yesterday morning and on the way to church, and a homeless man approached me at the drive-thru, which I'm not sure has ever happened before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, asked me if I had any money so he could go to 7-Eleven. I said, I don't have any cash, but I'll buy you breakfast. And he wasn't interested, you know.
Right.
And so it's a complicated problem. You know, he wasn't interested in what I had to offer. And I think, but I think that my faith, hopefully on my good days, as I was mentioning, compels me to see them as people made in God's image, as you were saying, and not just as something less than that.
Well, Peter was approached, right? And approached by a beggar.
Exactly.
And he says, hey, look, at money I don't, but what I do have, and that's what you have. What you have is much greater than money.
Right.
And we have the gospel. But, you know, the thing is that person ready to receive the gospel? Are they going to meet their appointed time? A little bit later on, I'll be talking with Dr. Tony Evans's son, Jonathan Evans, former NFL football player. And he's just released a book called Your Time Is Now, Get What God Has Given You. And it talks about this. And this has kind of been something that, you know, God has shown me over the last couple of years about your appointed time. And you don't know. I mean, you know, it's just like Jesus. Jesus is looking over Jerusalem. He's thinking of the Jews at the time, and he weeps because the Jews were missing their appointed time.
Yeah.
The Son of God was there amongst them, and they missed it.
Yeah.
You know? And I'll tell you, I don't know about you, but that idea shudders me. It really shudders me, because I think, you know, just for myself, I only have self-responsibility. I can help somebody else, but really it's they have to do the work. Just like the homeless people, they have to get to that point to say, okay, have a heart change. And I understand we're dealing with the entire spectrum of people. You know, some people have just checked out. They've worn out. I remember years ago, one of the first times I went to New York. And my eyes were awakened to the Bowery District, and that how many of the people in the Bowery District were one-time CEOs, CFOs of Fortune 500 companies there in New York that just said, I'm done, I'm cooked. And they started living as homeless people in the Bowery District of New York. And that in not judging, but still thinking about this, is like, wow, is that what happens? Is that what this city is about, that is so fraught with danger and forcefulness that it can crush a spirit to a degree that they just get cooked and burnt out?
Well, and the reality is, I mean, everybody has had hard moments.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have had hard seasons. Some people have had tragedy, and some people have had unspeakable tragedy. You know, some people have lived through things, as you were saying, and maybe not just in an American context, that are incomprehensible. And circling back to Jeremiah 29, you know, you were quoting Jeremiah 29:11.
Mm.
And when we zoom out and look at that whole passage, that was God's message to the people in Babylon. And it was message to people in captivity. And the whole message there, as we, you know, the purpose of giving them that hope was that not only that they could sustain their faith, but, you know, elsewhere in that passage, he says, seek the welfare of the city where I have called you. And again, what does it look like for us to not only look out for ourselves, but to seek the welfare of the place where we are? Like in Scripture, place is important, and God has placed each of us in a unique and particular context with regard to our neighbors, with regard to our schools, with regard to our city councils and civic organizations. And it may be that God's role for each one of us isn't, you know, enormous, but I think it's worth asking the question, what has God called me to do as a witness and, and as a testimony and as his person in this place, right here and right now, you know, that we might be a redemptive influence?
Maybe not enormous, but important. Because, you know, for that person, that divine appointment, that connection that is waiting for you to have your act together so that you can bless them, so both of you can go on and be a blessing, that is our appointed time, is it not?
Right. It is. And are we willing to listen? And oftentimes I'm so caught up in my world and and the relationships and responsibilities I have are significant. I don't want to denigrate them, but we can become myopic. I remember one time I was sitting after work on a Friday, just before I got married, and I just wanted to sit and read in the bookstore, and the guy kept talking to me. And then he starts, and I was not interested. And then he starts talking to me about Wicca, and he says, you know, my name's Willow, and, you know, I've converted to Wicca, and I'd like to tell you about that. And I was convicted. I'm like, okay, here's this guy who is a modern-day pagan who is more interested in talking about paganism than I am the gospel. And at that point, you know, I had to say, all right, God, I'm in. Let's talk about real stuff with this guy.
Right. And so then what happened?
Well,
did he exit stage left?
No, we talked for about two hours.
Oh, wow.
He was homeless. I'll lose my reward in heaven for this story. So I ended up, it was cold, it was middle of winter. I said, hey, let's go get some dinner. And so I took him to dinner, and we talked for a couple more hours, and, you know, helped him find a hotel room that night. And anyway, it sounds like I'm bragging about my holiness. That's not
what
I'm intending to. But it was a step-by-step thing of, okay, what's the next thing I need to do here?
You know? Exactly.
And, okay, he's homeless, it's winter, let's go get some food, you know? And at the end of the meal, it's like, he's homeless, it's still winter. I can't change his life, but I can change it tonight, you know?
Right.
And ordinarily, and again, remember, I was the one who was not interested in engaging. God had to get my attention. And that's the way it is sometimes. That, you know, God has to tap us on the shoulder and then tap us a little harder to say, hey, buddy, are you paying attention here?
Exactly, exactly. For those God-sized moments that come when you least expect it from, you know, as we were talking about Jesus' love, you know, and this is what Jesus does. He helps us love the unlovable. And, you know, it's nothing that we can do in and of ourselves because, like you said, hey, this is my time. I've earned it. I'm sitting here. I just want peace and quiet. Leave me alone. And the Holy Spirit says, I don't think so. I got something better for you. I really have something better for you. Really, that's what it is.
Yep.
It's so cool. And we do have something better for you, too, at Plugged In, by the way, at PluggedIn.com. We've got a great review on Black Widow, Summertime, The Boss Baby, Family Business, Forever Purge, F9, The Fast Saga, Werewolves Within. We got streaming and DV. We'll have a good look-see there. And, of course, last night we had the final episode for those that subscribe to The Chosen. We saw the final episode of Season 2, and Season 3 is just around the corner. Can't wait, huh?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Adam Holtz, you're awesome, buddy. God bless you.
Thanks, Bill. Talk to you soon.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.